it came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. He sung the earth goodwill to men from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel sounds the blessed angels sing.
Winter star up in the sky, shining down on earth tonight. I wonder, do you see the way your light has guided me? 'Cause you were there when he was born, on that first Christmas morn. You led three kings to Bethlehem, and you still lead us to him. 'Cause you're the light of love and shining bright for the world to see. When the nights get cold and dark, lead us home, winter star. I remember as a child, keeping warm by the fire. There you were upon the tree, always watching over me. You're the light of love and peace, shining bright for the world to see. When the nights get cold and dark, lead us home, winter star. Thank you. the world to see. When the nights get cold and dark, lead us on, winter star. You lead us on, winter star. You lead us on, winter star. Child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing a song, the music comes from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear the child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by found a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's boy was born. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and we will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster. And Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
We made it. There are some kids here. Kids, are you starting to get excited? Yes? A little bit? Maybe? I'm glad to hear it. And I'm glad that you're here before you go other places tonight. I hope there's good food in your future and lots of hugs. And I'm glad that you've stopped here first. This is a different kind of service this afternoon, so I've got a few instructions and guidelines before we begin. First reminder, Jesus was born in a stable. Stables are loud. There's a lot going on. People, animals move around. So all of those things are absolutely fine this afternoon. Do not stress. The second thing is we have gluten-free bread this evening. So if anybody needs gluten-free bread, just let us know when you come up to receive the Eucharist. The third thing is that liturgy, praying together, getting together and worshiping, this is not a spectator sport. It's a participation activity. There will be lots of times to stand up, sit down, bow. Hands will go up and down. We'll move from your pews up here and back. And you are welcome to join in with as much of that as you are comfortable doing. I think that is it. So let's all take a deep breath, and Jerry will begin the service.
We're going to start our celebration gathering all of our prayers together. And there's a part for you to say as well. So if you watch the screens, it'll all go well, I hope. Here we go. On a night long ago in Bethlehem, so the Bible story tells us,
Jesus Christ was born.
Under the light of one especially bright star,
Jesus, the light of the world, came to the humble and to the lost.
In a plain and simple manger,
baby Jesus was laid.
Animals gathered all around,
guarding him through the night.
Wrapped in a mother's embrace and a father's care,
Jesus slept in peace.
Tonight we sing with the angels
and welcome him into our hearts with joy.
Jesus, child of God, son of Mary, born long ago in poverty and simplicity, be born again in us this night, that through us the world may know the wonder of your love. Amen. Amen. Anybody that wants to come up as we light the wreath during O Come All You Faithful, come and join us around our circle of light. Jesus, you are the light that was there in the beginning, bringing all things into being and giving knowledge and wisdom to all people. You are our light.
And darkness cannot overcome.
Jesus, you are the light coming into the world, looking for ones who want to believe, who are ready to live as children of God. You are our light.
Darkness cannot overcome.
Jesus, you are light coming to us, and we receive you with open hands, wondering at your grace and marveling at your glory. You are our light.
Darkness cannot overcome.
Amen.
Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above.
On an ordinary day, well, have a seat. We're going to have a story now. Here we go. Just wanted to get going. On an ordinary day, in an ordinary time, in an ordinary place, in a small village called Nazareth, God sent the angel Gabriel to bring a big message to an ordinary young woman named Mary.
Greetings, good morning, and God be with you. God is with you. She was completely surprised, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You are going to have a baby, a son, and call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will rule forever. There will be no end to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how?" Gabriel smiled and answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your old cousin Elizabeth is going to have a baby too? Nothing, you see, is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now. Yes, I am ready to serve. Yes, let it be just as you say."
Not so much of an ordinary day after all. Mary and Joseph waited and got ready to welcome their little baby boy.
Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they say that his name was Jesus. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. He comes from the glory. Comes from the glorious kingdom. Oh yes, believer. Oh yes, believer. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom.
The time of waiting seemed to go both fast and slow. Filled with days of plans for the new baby, special visits, shared hopes and dreams and prayers.
And just when the time was so near, Emperor Caesar Augustus commanded all the people in the land travel to their hometown to be counted. This meant that Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town. Even though the baby would come soon, Mary went too.
It was so crowded. People everywhere. No room anywhere.
And then the waiting was over. Mary gave birth to a son. She wrapped him in tightly and laid him in a manger, a feed box in a stable, the only place they could find.
The angels sang when the baby was born. The angels sang when the baby was born. The angels sang when the baby was born and proclaim him the Savior Jesus. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom.
In the nearby fields, there were shepherds camping and taking turns watching over their sheep. It was lonely, cold, and dark. Suddenly, an angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed and shone around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Good news. Good news. Great joy. Great joy. Something wonderful, marvelous, and awesome has happened. Something for everyone, everywhere. A Savior has just been born in David's town. A Savior who is the Messiah. This is what you're looking for. A baby wrapped up, snug, and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels, angels and more angels, singing and singing and singing. Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. Peace, peace, peace to all creation and all creatures.
The shepherds came when the baby was born. The shepherds came when the baby was born. The shepherds came when the baby was born, and they say that his name was Jesus. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom.
As quickly and suddenly as they had arrived, the angels left the shepherds, surrounded in a warmth and a darkness that was filled with stars, stars and more stars. Wow, wow, wow! Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God is showing us. They ran and they ran and they ran and they ran and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. "Aw," they said. "Sweet," they cooed. "Welcome, welcome, welcome, little one." They counted his tiny fingers and toes. They stroked his silky dark hair. They gazed into his eyes, small and bright, dark and mysterious like the night sky. And in those eyes, they saw their own faces shining back at them. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. Everyone, everywhere, was amazed.
The shepherds returned to their flocks and fields, singing and cheering and praising, praising, and praising God for everything they saw and heard. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. Mary was filled with quiet joy and wonder as she and Joseph grew in love for one another and the baby Jesus. And Jesus would be raised in love to be the lover of all peoples.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they say that his name was Jesus. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom.
Let's stand. And together we pray. Dear God, on this
holy night, we thank you for the birth of your Son, Jesus. And we pray for the courage of Mary, the loyalty of Joseph, the peace of the angels, the energy of the shepherds, the curiosity of the animals, and the love of the child. That we might shine like stars.
Please be seated.
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the light of the world, let us pray with thankful hearts. The lights and flowers and decorations in church and in our homes express our thanks to you, Lord, for coming to this world in person. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. The world Jesus was born into was the world we know. Thank you for being prepared to face the dangers and risks of human mistakes in order to show us how to love. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. We remember all the times when we haven't been kind, thoughtful, or loving ourselves. And we thank you that in your love for us, you forgive us and show us the way. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. We remember those who find Christmas to be a sad or lonely season. We remember those for whom it brings up difficult memories or anxieties. Through good times and bad times, you are always with us. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. We remember the blessings of this past year and all the good that you have enabled us to do for the experiences that have taught us patience and compassion for others. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. Gracious God, accept the prayers we offer you this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo, above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent out salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
All right. Anyone who would like to come up and get a close look at what we're doing next is welcome to. We've got some cushions if you want to sit down. If you're a wiggly kind of person, I recommend bringing a grown-up with you because there's some shiny stuff up here. My book stand has arrived. Excellent.
You said come up if you want.
Perfect. Good stuff.
You said come up if you want, so.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. So you guys can have a seat. Jerry's handing out papers because this prayer has some questions we'll need to answer. And we're going to talk back and forth a little bit.
I can't answer them.
That's okay. All right. So while you guys were singing that great song, I was setting the table. Does anybody ever set the table at home?
No.
No? A couple people do. Excellent. So, we've got some bread, and we've got some wine with some water in it, and now we're going to say some prayers to thank God for these gifts and to ask God to bless us, and we're going to hear a little bit about what God has already done for us and the promises God has made. So let us pray. Source of light and gladness, accept all we offer on this joyful feast. May we grow up in him who unites our lives to yours. For he is Lord, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Why is it right to give thanks and praise? Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, loving God, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. Why do we share this bread and wine? On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine. He gave thanks, shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. How do we follow Jesus Christ?
Listen and we will hear.
Help us, Father, to love one another. As we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now with St. James and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit today and forever.
Amen. Are you going to eat a piece of bread?
Not yet. All right, everyone can go back to your seats now.
I thought it was bread time.
It is in a second. You go sit with Daddy.
Bye.
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 For everybody. You go follow your mom.
Is everybody going to share the pieces?
And now as the children head back, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed
be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus, come among us.
Be known to us in the breaking of the bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God. As you come forward, I will have the bread and Jerry will have the wine. And if you need a gluten-free piece, please just let me know.
Lay down his sweet head.
The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, look down from on high, and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you today. A baby born in Bethlehem, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Wise men looked and they followed that star, I heard from heaven today. The wise men looked and they followed that star, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on. Shepherds heard the angel's song, I heard from heaven today. The shepherds heard the angel's song, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on. A bell ringing in another bright world, I heard from heaven today. There's a bell ringing in another bright world, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary
Stand and pray. Holy One, whose word has come among us in Jesus, the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith shine in our hearts and direct our words and deeds through him who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Could you hold this for a second? May the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you this Christmas and always. And the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to tasty suppers, early bedtimes, a joyful morning, and to love and serve our Lord Jesus. Thanks be to God.
The train has gone. The people keep coming, but the train has gone.